And we will establish a quorum. Please call a roll.
Portantino?
I'm here.
Portantino here. Bates?
Here.
Bates here. Bradford? Bradford here. Hill? Jones? Wieckowski?
Here.
Wieckowski here.
All right, our first order of business is to adopt the committee rules. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion. Please call the roll.
Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bradford? Bradford, aye. Hill? Jones? Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
We'll keep that on call if anyone else is going to come. All right, we will move on to our one item of business, AB 149 by Mr. Cooper. Mr. Cooper is here, so please present.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Assembly Bill 149 will allow patients to resume filling prescriptions for critically needed medication by delaying the implementation of new requirements on security prescription forms. This delayed implementation will allow the Department of Justice time to ensure the serial numbers on security prescription forms are valid. It will also allow prescribers time to comply with the requirement to utilize these new security prescription forms when writing prescriptions for controlled substances. Costs to implement the bill are minor. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Do you have speakers in favor?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Matt Robinson with Shaw Gator Antwi on behalf of the California Medical Association. We're the sponsors of AB 149, and we believe the bill will provide DOJ some additional time to roll out the new materials required for filling prescriptions while also maintaining access for consumers to get to their important medications. As Mr. Cooper noted, we appreciate staff's analysis of the bill and that these costs are minor and absorbable, and we respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Are there others in support?
Mr. Chair and members, Tim Madden representing the California chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians, the California chapter of the American College of Cardiology, and the California Occupational Medicine Physicians, all in support.
Jennifer Snyder on behalf of the California Retailers Association and the National Association of Trained Drug Stores in support.
Missy Johnson with Nielsen Merksamer here on behalf of the California Psychiatric Association in support.
Madeline Cooper on behalf of the California Pharmacists Association in support.
Zachary Corbo, California Dental Association. We are also in support.
Matt Robinson, Kaiser Permanente in support.
Jennifer Simoes with the Medical Board of California in support.
Maria Sperber with the California Hospital Association in support.
Is there any opposition? Seeing no opposition, Finance, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Joe Leonadera with the Department of Finance. The Department of Justice estimates the cost to administer the provisions of this bill at $425,000 general fund in 2019-20, $1.1 million in 2020-21, $230,000 in 2021-22, and $184,000 ongoing. Finance would note, however, that the aforementioned fiscal impact may incorporate costs that are attributable to the implementation of AB 1753 of 2018, and this potential overlap in costs will be evaluated through the annual budget process. Thank you.
Thank you. Do my colleagues have any questions? Mr. Bradford?
I'm just curious, examples of some of the challenges you're facing right now with implementation.
Refer our speaker.
I think the uncertainty that it provides for individuals that have the prescriptions in hand that were issued late in 2018, that the new system was supposed to be rolled out for those prescriptions to take effect on January 1st, 2019. There have been some issues with that rollout, and so we do have folks that have been denied prescriptions. There are, as we understand, some protocols that have been put in place by the Department of Justice and others to essentially lax the enforcement on those prescriptions that are being filled. Should they be filled? But still, we think this adds a lot more clarity to the consumer's ability to go in and get those prescriptions filled under kind of the old system while getting DOJ a little bit more of some wiggle room to bring on the new mandatory pads that have to have serialized numbers and then tie back to the Cures database.
Is DOJ here? No. Just in case you wanted to ask them. Any other questions? Ms. Bates, anything? We have a motion on the bill. I would note that there were authors' amendments that were crossed yesterday, and the analysis recommended or reflects the authors' amendments. I think that was important, so thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
you know, obviously this is a unique circumstance, which is why we're here. And we hope that the implementation happens and moves as swiftly as possible. And with that, we'll take a vote.
The motion is to pass to the Senate floor. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Jones? Wikowski?
Aye.
Wikowski, aye.
So we will keep the bill on call. Mr. Hill, do you want to add on to the adoption of the committee rules? We will open, your bill is out.
Thank you.
And on call. So please open the roll on our rules.
Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye.
Okay, so we're only missing Mr. Jones, right? So we will give Mr. Jones a couple minutes to get here. I will wait. We are going to open the roll on adopting of our rules. Please call the roll.
Jones.
Aye.
Jones, aye.
Okay, the rules have been adopted. And then we have one order of business, and we're going to open the roll on Assembly Bill 149. Please call the roll.
Jones.
Aye.
Jones, aye.
That bill is out, and everyone has voted, and thank you very much.
See how easy it is to get a vote out of
you? See that? Remember that.